Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for Christian women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Breakthrough to a New You. This is day 29. And let's talk about establishing your identity in Christ. One evening I was in my prayer room and the Holy Spirit said, read Psalm 45. So I turned to it and I read this psalm, and it was a psalm that was one of my favorite passages when I first started reading and studying the Bible for myself. It talks about the wedding procession of a royal bridal party. The bride was the daughter of a king, but here's the part that I read that led me to what I'm about to share with you now. Psalm 45, verses 13 and 14 says, "The king's daughter is glorious within, is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee." And that's the King James Version. So the part that really jumped off the page to me was the king's daughter is all glorious within. And from that, I had the revelation that our identity is what's in us, not what we reach for outside of us to make us whole, complete, or worthy in the eyes of others, or whoever it is that we're striving to be that in the eyes of. As daughters of the king, we have God's love. We have his covering as a father, and we have his gifts and his spirit that he's placed inside of us. Yes, the royal bride was beautiful. She was dressed up all in her golden in a golden gown, but her glory was within because she was a daughter of the king. Towards the end of last year, I was invited to be a guest on a friend's blog talk radio show, and I shared what I believe is the biggest issue that we have as Christian women, which is an identity crisis. We reach for careers, men, and all types of other things, material things, to validate us and give us an identity. But the truth is that our identity is rooted in Christ. We are someone that Jesus volunteered to come down from heaven for, to die a gruesome death on a cross, just so that we would choose eternal life. And that is what determines our identity and our worth. Not a man, not a ring, not a powerful career, not our reach of influence in the community or our ministry, not the designer clothes we wear, none of that. So on this day, I want you to meditate on Psalm 45, specifically hone in on verses 10 through 17, and really get it in your heart, your mind, and your spirit that you are a daughter of the King. You are someone that Jesus said, yes, she is worth dying for. And as always, I want you to email me at afi@authorofaithmen.com with any questions, or if you just want to say hello, or I want you to tell me what you think of the audio series. And I would really love it if you would provide feedback on whether or not you've been able to apply the strategies that we've talked about. All right, so until tomorrow, which is the last day, stay encouraged, and we will talk soon.